Signs of Qiyamah, Part 10. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will come a time when a person will not care how he earned his wealth, whether it comes from halal or whether it comes from a haram source. This narration is in Sahih Bukhari. That time, many would argue, has arrived. People have become so obsessed with material accumulation. People have become so obsessed with the fineries of life. People have become so obsessed with the bling culture. The emergence of social media has made you see the best of other people's lives amplified and magnified. You don't see the worst part of their lives. I have to go on this holiday because I saw that person, social media influencer on Instagram, went for that holiday. We have to eat at this restaurant. We have to have this drink. We have to have this shoe because it's endorsed by so-and-so, because that person had the drink on the table when he was giving an interview. Now you put pressure on yourself. You put pressure on your parents. You put pressure on your employer. The money must come in. The money must come in. It's all about money. We're chasing. We're sacrificing our health. We're sacrificing our marriages. We're sacrificing our family. We're sacrificing our mental state of well-being, our emotional state of well-being. And most importantly, most tragically, we're sacrificing our spirituality. Our salah then is not performed on time or not performed at all. Our values go down the drain. I just need to get the money. And then we create all sorts of justifications, even if it's from haram sources. So the Prophet ﷺ warned, there will come a time when people won't be careful. I need to get the tender. I need to get the deal. I need to get the gadget. I need to get the car. I need to get the holiday home. I need to get the palatial abode. How I get it doesn't matter. I just need to get it. And this is, it's like quicksand. You may think, no, I'm a believer. You know, I have values. But as you just put your foot into it and it will suck you in so quickly that you won't know what hit you. Look, wealth in itself is not bad. Ni'mal al-mal. Wealth is wonderful if the person utilizes it correctly. Uthman radiallahu anhu utilized his wealth and he secured his entry into Jannah. Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhu used his wealth and he secured his entry into Jannah. Uthman radiallahu anhu's waqf still continues in Medina Munawwara. He's still earning rewards, subhanallah. But the test of wealth, most people fail it. That's why I ask Allah to grant you adequate wealth that you live comfortably, but not so much of wealth that you become negligent of Allah and that you become extravagant, that you boast and you show off. And the thing with wealth is the more you have, the more you want to have. Sometimes you see these people, I mean, they were billionaires and they still became so greedy that they lost everything. خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. They lose everything in this world and they lose everything in the hereafter. So always ask Allah for halal wealth. اللهم إنا نسألك رزقا طيبا. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك. And also ask Allah for contentment, because otherwise we will also fall into the trap that we run after money in such a way that we don't care whether it is halal or haram. May Allah save and protect us. Your entire life becomes compromised. Now you're eating food which is contaminated. You're wearing clothes which is contaminated. You live in a house which is contaminated. You're feeding your children with sustenance which is contaminated. And then it perpetuates from generation to generation, who will curse you and whose wrongful behavior will reflect in your scale of evil and bad deeds. So may Allah protect us from haram wealth. Signs of Qiyamah. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.